I'll name one last appearance of failure. And that is about being imperfect. Being imperfect can be quite disappointing and may have the appearance of failure, but that's so myopic. You know that Jesus tells us to be perfect, but we hear that word in this context much more accurately as a verb rather than as an adverb. That is to say, to perfect. Perfection is a process. And Jesus would have presumed such a process given his own life's formation. What was going on during all those hidden years? You'll remember after his infancy, there's a brief snapshot of him in the gospel at age 12. And then we wait until he's almost 30 years old before he appears before his cousin John to be baptized. What had been going on during all those years? As we say in slang, I think Jesus was getting it together. There's no other way to read the silence. I say to you, I think that I need to have both vocabulary and permission to give things a try, to attempt things, to work on things, to improve things, to experiment with things, to give it your best shot. You need some vocabulary in your soul that will allow you to live and learn and to hone your skills. And in the process, to keep the condemning word failure at bay. I have a great interest in photography. I have for many years. And if I say so myself, I could show you some quite fine photos. But I won't bore you with a good many others that aren't so good. I guess for every really fine photo I've taken, there are probably, maybe 2,000 or 3,000 others that aren't so good. But I'm getting better. On the playing field of life, you're simply not going to bat 1,000. If you bat in the mid-200s, you're major league. You know, Babe Ruth hit 714 home runs. But do you know he struck out 1,310 times? And what about you? Remember back when you were learning to ride a bike without training wheels, or thrashing around when you were beginning to learn to swim, or in grade school when you had to do arithmetic on the blackboard in front of the class, or in junior high when you were learning to play the flute or trombone, or in high school when you had to give your first speech. There would have been a kind of tacit presumption that it was all going to take time and patience and encouragement because you were a learner. And I think we need to claim that kind of permission and encouragement for the rest of our lives. Just before my junior year began in seminary, I had become terribly anxious and terribly intimidated by our being required to take a year of Hebrew. And I somehow worked up the courage to make an appointment with our Hebrew professor, Father Hunt, who spoke or read something like 12 different languages, like Ugarit. And I remember sitting in his office, hardly being able to make eye contact with him, It felt like I was making a life confession when I told him about all my worries about learning Hebrew. And I finally blurted out, Father Hunt, I don't know anything about Hebrew. I don't know anything. And Father Hunt's eyes glistened a little, and he reached over and touched my clutching arms, and he said to me this most amazing thing. He said, Curtis, I'm going to teach you Hebrew. Oh, I hadn't quite thought of it that way. He was going to teach me, and I was going to be his learner. And that counsel made and has made all the difference to me in life. Remind yourself that you're not yet complete. You're being perfected. You're a learner. This will keep you on your knees, and when you rise, you'll have a spring to your gait. And here's something, I'll just name something very practical. Keep yourself in a learner's mode, an intentional learner's mode for the rest of your life. Always be learning something new, something that interests you, fulfills you, challenges you. The patience, the humor, the delight that your learning will elicit will help you in all kinds of other venues and with lots of other people who are fellow learners in life. And it will also help you take the right kind of risks in life, lest you live as a prisoner of perfection. We're all at various stages of lifelong incompleteness. In the scriptures, you recall, we're consistently called children of God. Regardless of our age, children of God, not adults of God, children of God. You're the most amazing, the most amazing child of God. You're amazing. I mean, you're an amazing child of God. You're in formation. You're not yet complete, nor I. Child of God, you are. You're mortal, and you're facing diminishment and death. Guaranteed. And that is a part of life. You're incomplete, and only death will be the ultimate healing to save you and salve you and salvage you. It's going to take death. And you are imperfect, and you're not always going to be successful, and that's okay. Keep learning. Life is a treasure, like St. Paul says. We have this treasure in clay jars so that it may be clear that this extraordinary power belongs to God and does not come from us. Disappointment and failure and loss are often very difficult, but they are not necessarily bad. Very difficult, but I wouldn't say they're bad. Certainly not always. They're part of life, and Jesus' invitation to us in life is to live it abundantly. Live it with a yes. Go for it. Go for it. You can do this. You can do this.